Hello, and welcome to another episode of Galactic Goddess Podcast. I'm your host, Rod Anelia, and today is going to be September's astrological forecast with our in-house evolutionary astrologer, Sarah Paash. So we're going to discuss the switch over, saying yes to the universe and allowing the pieces to fall into place. As you know, we have been going through a vibrational shift as well as astrological, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual on all levels and all lifetimes. And we are pulling the pieces together. They're falling into place into September as more planets go direct, and we are downloading and activating new information, new lessons, and new codes that are helping us in our evolutionary process. So stay tuned as we got the 411 on September's astrological forecast. Well, hello, Sarah.
Good morning, Radha, beautiful galactic goddess.
Beautiful evolutionary astrologer, bringing your wisdom for September. So excited to finally.
Yes, I am excited. It feels like it's time.
It is time, you know, and we've had so many great questions people have submitted, which we will get to you guys in our due time. But first, let's jump into September's energy forecast. What do you have for us?
Yes. Wow. I'm so excited because I've been waiting for this podcast to share it, but I'm just like stoked because the messages just keep coming and getting like more and more clear. I've titled this month The Switchover, and I've done that for September because we are in so many transitions. There are so many planets. You know, we all know that just last week, Mars stationed direct after his 2 month retrograde cycle that was really intense. We all were doing a ton of work during that. And we definitely felt the turnaround. And then this week coming up, we've got Saturn stationing direct. And then at the very, very end, the last day of the month, Pluto will station direct. So we have this like turning on, this coming forward, these things that were like waiting kind of in the wings are like ready to go. And then also at the same time, there's just so many transitions. We have a lot of different planets moving to different signs. And when we think about September in general, we kind of zoom out and look at September and Virgo season. This is really the transition where like kids go back into school and like we really start that. It's where we transition from summer into the fall. And we have the fall equinox this month, which is literally the day of equal light and equal day, equal night. And that's, you know, before it starts getting darker for the winter days. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's all these transitions and a lot of change. We've gone through so much change this summer. A lot of it was internal. We did a lot of internal work with and shadow work and just really a lot of patterns coming to surface and really seeing where we get in our way when it comes to manifesting what we want and really just fulfilling ourselves and our desires. And I think we're starting to have that, all of that inner work is now being manifested in outer form, and all the upgrades are requiring us to kind of keep up with them, and we're feeling it, you know. I think one of the questions that I'll address right away that I think a lot of people are asking is like, oh my God, is September going to get easier? Is it going to get any better? Mm-hmm. And I think that my best astrological advice is like with the astrology, you have the tools to like make the most of it, and it can go either way. Like, I think that it can be really, really hard again. And we can be like dragging in the mud and hitting our head against a wall if we're resistant to the change, if we're not participating. But I think that if we're like all on board and we decide to come with a strong mental attitude that says, you know, we don't have to play denial or fantasy and say things aren't hard or aren't difficult, but I think we can still like empower ourselves to say, I have the resources within me to optimize every situation, and I can trust and have like simultaneous faith in the universe that everything's always working out for me. And even if I can't see the gift right now in this moment, I can trust it. And starting to really cultivate and practice applying that attitude is like, this is a month of alchemy. This is a month of, like I said, like switching over, the puzzle pieces are coming together, the picture's coming together, we're coming together, and also still shedding. It's this season of transition. It's that mutable Virgo sign coming into the cardinal Libra at the end of the month. It's like we are still transitioning. There is still some endings and and I think we need to embrace the change. We need to really like up the self-care so that we can embrace the change. That was another thing I really keeps coming to me is that the archetype for Virgo is the virgin. And what virgin meant, it wasn't, until patriarchy like completely tore apart that word and made it all about sexual taboo, but it's actually Virgo is all about returning to oneself. So the medicine of Virgo is to have that virgin mentality where like Virgo is always in service. It's always working really hard about what it cares about. It's always giving and wanting to be there for everyone. And it can't. Like Virgo is just like Virgos are badass. Like they can literally do everything. But they have to come back home to themselves at the end of the day. And that's like their refuel. So I think use the Virgo medicine of coming back to yourself. What is your self-care? And like make it a priority because you have to be on your side. Like we have got to help ourselves pick ourselves up and know that we have everything it takes to like keep going. Like we've been through some stuff. And I mean, I don't know. I talked to my friends and like 2018 in general is kind of like a boot camp, like I don't, we're like, we're being prepped. We're being prepped. And I think it's like, you're just accept it. You're in the boot camp and like accept the challenge. And I know for me, the second I stop resisting it and feeling like, oh, I'm just like so tired of it, the second I'm like, you know what? Fine. Challenge accepted. Game on. I've got this. That's when it changes. That's when the game changes. So game is changing.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, that's so beautiful. I feel it on so many levels. What you said, where we've been doing the inner work actively, whether we want to or not, whether you're kicking and screaming and fighting and doing the work, or if you're just like, I'm going to jump in and do the work, which is much easier. Yeah, we're at a precipice of change. And yesterday I was walking, my dogs in the forest, and I just saw the leaves coming down, and I felt this like, this brush of wind come against my skin, and I was like, ah, the seasons of change, change is upon us. I feel that it is important that we anchor in all of the gifts of the, I would say, somewhat tumultuous, and incredible energies, as well as astrology, that have been pushing us to make these powerful changes and embracing our work, embracing where how far we've come. Like, I want to ask you, the listeners, how far have you come since the beginning of the year to now? What's shifted and changed in your life? And how far have you come? And how incredible are these shifts? They may have been painful. Yes, I acknowledge that change is not easy, but do you see the beauty of what you've been creating? And can you continue to cultivate that?
Exactly. And I think that is so important. I'm so glad you said that because we can always just get kind of like carried away with the work we still have to do. And that can really be our ego's way of keeping us trapped and not feeling good about where we're at because we see how far we might still have to go or whatever the illusion is. I was definitely feeling that yesterday as well. Like you're doing so much better than you probably realize. Virgo's shadow side is perfectionism. So it can be like we can beat ourselves up and just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and just like over criticize ourselves to think that we have to be some ideal. And deep down, it's because Virgo just really truly wants to be the best for themselves and for the people they love and the way that they serve. But it can become a shadow, it can become a fear-driven thing. And I think, what I've been doing too, I did this morning before we called, like I did my morning ritual, and then I've been looking in the mirror and I'm just like repeating, I have an ego, I have an ego, I have an ego. And just to soften the blow of the sense of like the ego deaths, man. I mean, even yesterday, first day of September, it was like I felt like I was jumping realities. Like I was just like in and out of these ego deaths all day. And it was beautiful because I realized that in Mars retrograde, it was a lot of the same themes. But what's happening because now Mars is direct, this work that we've done, these patterns we've identified and really gotten to the root of, they're like showing back up, but we're so aware of them. We see them. And so we might get caught in them for an hour, or a day, whatever it is. But you have to realize these things were completely hidden from your ability to see 2 months ago or a year ago. Like you had no idea that the effect that these kinds of mental patterns and beliefs, we had no idea how limiting they were. Like, so yeah, like a lot has been revealed. And I do want to say that Venus is going to move into Scorpio. Actually, just this today and beginning of this week is actually when Venus is going to start her shadow phase because she's also going to go retrograde this fall. So I don't want to say that like September is, oh my gosh, so easy, so beautiful, it's so great. But I do think that like there is momentum happening that's taking us forward. And it's kind of like this simultaneous, we're coming out of the fire, we're like emerging, and at the same time we're watching the shedding happening still. Like we're still purging, we're still releasing. So really surrendering to the process and getting really clear, what do you want? Who do you want to be? Who have you, like you said, how far have you come? And owning that, and being like waking up every day and be like, no, I am a master in myself and in my life. Like I am clear on who I am and the work I've done and who I want to continue to show up as. And then like, give everybody space to just keep moving through these transitions. And like so much good is happening too. It's harvest season, So at the same time, it's like we do the work. I think Saturn going direct is going to be like what seemed like we were doing work and nothing was coming out of it. If you were really doing the work, if you've been showing up, Saturn's going to, he pays, but he doesn't pay in like instantaneous gratification. It's like, yeah, it's coming. Like everything is here. It's we have to stay in charge of our attitude. We have to be optimistic. We have to
Huge.
trust. We have to show up and trust for sure.
Wow. Yes, that is a theme. Trust, trust, trust. That is a theme. And in certain areas of our life, maybe going super smooth, and then we have one area where we feel a lot of panic or no, what's gonna happen here? And so trust is really the word of the day, perhaps the month, trusting more. Trusting more in yourself, trusting that what's right for you is going to show up for you, trusting that you also need to get up and take action on what you want, trusting that you are integrating everything that you've learned that is creating you to be the master of yourself. Therefore, you are more able to create and also embody what you want. So, trust is a theme, I think, that weaves through. This whole timeline, probably till the end of the year, probably till next year, cultivating trust. And in a world where we are trained now for instant gratification in every facet of our life, it's like trust is something that you don't get that instant gratification out of trust. So we are actually trained like, oh, I want this. I can get this right now. I can get it on Amazon and get it shipped to my house. I can swipe right or left, whichever way it is, and find someone online. I can post something and get likes. I can get instant gratification. And in a world that promotes instant gratification, it really makes it harder to really step into trust, because trust is cultivation, practice, and there may be no, instant gratification or signs. You're not going to get a like on your trust. You're not going to get a, something delivered to your door, or somebody swiping for you. Trust is something that's so much deeper. And all the work we've been doing through these waves of energy, these retrogrades and astrology, I believe they're cultivating us to be stronger within. Like, we're building foundations that are going to be lasting for our
And at the
lifetime.
same time, we're clearing unhelpful foundations that we've been carrying for lifetimes. Like I think the amount of retrogrades this year with the Mars and Venus having both personal planets retrograde this year. That's not common. You know what I mean? Like the divine masculine, divine feminine with the eclipse season, it's just been, it's a lot. Like we are going to come out of this different. We like I just you look at yourself and there's these things are these situations are coming up and there's obviously more than two options of how we can show up. But I'm realizing that like it's very clear that this old way that would have shown up, like I've seen that that is a ego comfort zone, but that isn't really who I am. Like it doesn't, the things I used to get really bothered by and that used to really like trigger me, those patterns, they aren't true for me anymore. And so now there's like this pain and that contrast of trying to go back to it consciously or not. It's like we if we're stepping out, like that's where the switchover is happening. And I think it's like so much has upgraded, so much has changed. You have to step into the new reality. You have to step into it, not you can be pushed into it, but that's when I think we're all like, oh my God, what's happening? And it's like manifesting all this chaos. It's like step up, step into what you know you're ready for and do it with like that grace and that confidence in yourself. Like I love how you brought up how far you've come because it's like you have probably come way farther than you've really paused to reflect and let yourself see. And you will feel better if you just step up and own it. And then you're like, wow, it's weird. It's so true. These things that used to bother me, they're just, they really aren't my, they aren't the same anymore. Like that's where embracing the change, allowing ourselves to be different, even though it's like, I know for me, it's just a surrender and really a deep level of self-acceptance because this level of authenticity, it isn't, we aren't conditioned and raised with it, you know? And so we aren't taught to feel comfortable and good and confident in our true authentic natures. Like, but we are learning that now because we've touched base with that. I feel like that was the Mars retrograde theme, was like self-expression, coming back to our true self, finding our voices, our place in, you know, like letting go of the idea of belonging to a certain group so that we could just belong to ourselves and really find the people that have been waiting for us. I don't know about you, but even meeting you, it's like these kind of connections. It's like the more in line I get with myself and I love myself for who I really am, these people just flow in. And I've been having these soul connections in 2018 that have just been like, I feel like we all meet and we're just like, where we've been waiting for this. Like, oh, I'm so glad we're finally ready. Like the bullshit is just dropping so quick. And I guess let it. Like that's my intuitive advice. That's my astrology advice is like, let it go, simplify. There is medicine and magic and like attending to your outer environment in a way that like mirrors what you are intending for your inner environment within yourself. So like cleaning rituals, you know, simplifying, purging, go through your closet, get rid of clothes that like when you wear that, who do you feel like? Who do you identify yourself as? Is it, and I think you did that huge this summer. So you can totally attest to like the power of that, you know?
Wow. But it's such a great reminder. I mean, no matter what, we always have to keep decluttering and declaring because isn't it funny? The things just keep piling up. And you keep letting go, letting go. Wow. And we did have some questions about, just the Mercury retrograde that did just recently pass us. And we came out of it. And, let's see. Do you have the questions by any chance? They were around
Yeah, I
relationships.
think I can just kind of remember
And
the general idea because I can relate to it. There's this letting go as far as the karmic pattern of staying in relationships that don't serve us because of the conditioned belief that we're required to put the perceived happiness above of others, above ourselves, like to keep the peace between someone else. But the truth is, the question had something to do with like I'm really ready for something new and like someone who's really going to show up and it's authentic and I think it was like that. It was like aligned and upgraded. And I would say 100%, like, yeah, I follow that. And the big, that's an ego death. That's an ego death that you have to step into and say, yes, like I'm ready for that. And that means I have to let myself say no to where maybe before my need for external validation, my need for feeling loved came from outside of myself. And so I would have just said yes at the chance to say yes, like feeling that attention and that, you know, that desire for somebody to want you, like that maybe drove you in a way unconsciously that now you are like stepping, that's stepping into your power. It's stepping into your heart and your truth. And now it's time to be like, to own that and to say, yes, like this is showing up and it's a test. Are you going to say yes, just because you want to fill that basket, just because you want to fill that void or, and that's the instant gratification router that you're talking about, or are you going to trust? No. I have been cleaning this basket for the last 6 months and I am not putting shit in this basket that does not deserve to go in there. Like, keep your basket clear so the universe can fill it with what's meant to come to you. Don't preemptively fill your buckets. Like, don't preemptively fill your life. There's this weird in transition. We have to imagine, like, and when you cross over, there's like this weird bridge in between, right? Like this liminal space, this kind of void where it feels unknown. It feels a little bit edgy, a little bit scary. And so we can see both sides. Maybe something in the past is coming back and it's like, oh, this is that old life, this old way, but it's not, it would get me from having to not feel so uncertain. And so, you know, cause we can just want to get ground under our feet. And it's just like, no, like trust yourself, trust the universe. It's universal law. Like you cannot attract to you that which you are not. So resonate with the vibration, the frequency, of your true self, of what you really, really want. You know, this is where the power of our mind, Mercury is moving into Virgo this week. And that's his home sign. That's also this place of exaltation. Like our mind is going to be so strong for the majority of this month. And if you have a wild mind, like a strong wild mind is going to just like throw you around. But if you have a way of like a some kind of mindfulness practice, some kind of practice to become, you know, the dominion of your mind, we have mental powers to create the reality that we really, really want. You know, it's like what we can step into it. Keep focusing on what you want. I would say literally like use that person coming back as an example, as a clear contrast of like, oh yes, I remember this is not what I want. And then directly go back from what is not wanted to what is wanted. Does that make sense? Like we have to shift into focusing, like focus, focus, focus. Don't get distracted, face forward. All these planets are turning direct, all these transitions.
So Mercury, let me get this straight, y'all. Mercury is going, where is it going?
Mercury, what are you doing? He's picking up speed. He's moving out of Leo and coming into the home sign of Virgo. So that's happening. Okay. That's happening September 5th. That's happening. He's coming home.
My brother's birthday.
Happy birthday, brother. So he's coming home. And then the next day, Saturn stations direct. I can kind of go through. There's so much transition, but it's all really great. And then when Mercury comes into Virgo, he's gonna re-stimulate that grand Earth trine that we were feeling the energy of this past month with the Sun, Saturn, and Uranus and the Earth signs, which was that really like renovating our foundations based off of who we are. You know, like really upgrading ourselves.
Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah, that makes sense. Because I'm doing a whole redo on my website from
And that would be a great way to work and like co-create with the energy, especially as Mercury comes through. He's the messenger, and so it's kind of like, okay, now how am I going to communicate this change that I've had? Like, where can I show up and like speak it, show it, tell it? Exchange that information, and then and then we have a transition of Venus coming into Scorpio. And that's the same day as the Virgo new moon. So again, the Virgo new moon is happening at the exact degree of 17 degrees. It's like 17 degrees, 00 minutes. So it's the same time as Venus is like literally coming into 0 degrees of Scorpio. So that's another thing where it's like, we're literally just beginning something, if that makes sense. Like the visual of that is just like, It's brand new.
Whoa. So Venus is coming into Scorpio. Now, what does it mean? Like, say a sign comes into a planet, like Venus is coming into Scorpio. What does that mean for Scorpio signs, and what does that mean for everyone
Yeah,
else?
so it's going to mean a lot of, like the whole chart is like nobody is just one thing. It depends on if you have like Scorpio sun, Scorpio moon, Scorpio rising, if you have a lot of personal planets in Scorpio, like looking at the chart, but you're going to have the effect of Venus on the energies and archetypes of whatever planets are there, and also the house that Scorpio is in. That's the place in your life where Venus is going to come in and also retrograde through. So, depending on where that's at, you're going to get this Venusian influence, which is the beauty, the pleasure, the sense of harmony and joy and our erotic pleasure. Venus is what we attract to us. So you have to also imagine, like in Scorpio, it's kind of similar to like Jupiter's transit in Scorpio, where it's not. In Libra, she's in Libra now. She's finishing up, and the goddess in Libra is like all things beautiful, harmonious. We're all getting along. She wants everyone to, be in harmony and in relationship. And in Scorpio, she's like, no, honey, I want what I really want. Like Scorpio's like no bullshit. It's under like. It's the depth, it's the deeper connections, it's the deeper pleasures, the deeper desires. I mean, we are just getting so faced with the reality and the truth of like who we really are and what we really want. Like, there's just no more denying that. So, yeah, like the activation of maybe relationships in this area of your chart or Venus also has to do with our value systems and our self-worth and the. So it could also be having to do with that. Like, how do we show up for our values? A review of our values. Yeah. So that's kind of like when a planet moves into a sign, it's like activating that sign in your chart and like the energy and any planets that might be there. And it's going to do it based off of the energy of that archetype of the planet. So Venus, like we just talked about, and then we have Mercury, which is, the messenger. He's Hermes. He's our mind, he's the mercurial, he's the trickster, he's our mode of like communication and short distance travel. And yeah, so we're coming into new territory in a lot of ways this month with the astrology. And it's like I think a sense of exploration, experimentation, and excitement. Like I think what if like life is just one big experiment? And like you can't mess up. Like you can't go wrong. You can't all of a sudden be like, oh no, nothing's like I made a mistake. It's all over for me. Like there's no such thing as failure when we remember that we're just here. Like life is just one big journey. There's no destination and we can't fail. We just have to learn, like, and not have to, we get to,
Yeah, absolutely. So beautiful. Yeah, we get to. I always think of myself as a scientist anyway.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm gonna try this, I'm gonna try that. People always wonder, like, how did you do so much in your life? And I'm like, because I try all kinds of things. Like, I wanna try, I wanna learn. I feel like it's an experiment. So I'm experimenting all the time, like how does a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I think energy healing too has really been an interesting experimentation to see how energy works. Like, what happens when I do this with this energy and this energy? I mean, it's fun. You can't go wrong. I mean,
Yeah,
at all, really. You
exactly.
just, I mean, do, yeah, I mean, just, I just don't hurt other people. That's it. Like,
Right.
you can do what you want to do with yourself. There is no wrong in that. Like, you are allowed to experiment and do whatever you want, but don't hurt people.
Right.
That's where we draw the line. Like, don't experiment on other people,
No.
on their hearts, on their souls. Like, that's where we draw the line.
Right. I mean, and like if you're in some sort of situation where you feel you're perceiving that happening, I mean, you need to take care of yourself and do what you need to do to not be in that situation. I think, I mean, like, pardon my language, but love really, really hard and boundaries like a motherfucker. Like,
Oh yeah,
yeah, I
baby. That's
mean,
my theme.
That's my logo.
And not
I'm getting
boundaries
that
of like,
tattooed.
we don't need to have our walls up. That's not what boundaries are.
Yeah.
Like, can we state boundaries without a charge? Like, can we just clearly own what it is that we need in order to honor ourselves? Like, again, it's a self-care. It's coming back to ourselves. It's being clear and honest and communicating that from a place of responsibility and empowerment. That's not like, I need you to not do this. Like, that's charged, you know? Like, own it for yourself, and then it won't be dramatic.
Well, that's the next level. That's the next level. I mean, I think right, I think so many people are still learning how to create the basic boundaries. So there's probably a lot of charge, but I think when we realize like that's not always necessary. Once we start to feel more grounded in ourselves and more safe in ourselves, then we can shift the dynamic and not have to lash out, you know? So that's where we're going. I think we're going to a place of we get so triggered, and I think all the triggers are actually catalysts to get neutralized, to get like neutral, neutralized.
Sounds like neutered. Get
To
neutered.
get neutral,
Like, we are
get
literally having the opposite effect of being neutered with all the Scorpio energy, but yeah.
neutered.
Neutral mind, honest feelings.
Oh, I like that so much.
Yeah.
Yes, I love
There's
that.
also a really beautiful supportive aspect between the Sun and Jupiter and Pluto. Jupiter, and on its way out of Scorpio this month, is going to make its final sextile to Pluto in Capricorn at 18 degrees. And the Sun is going to tie this together before, at the end of Virgo, it's going to sextile Jupiter, trine Pluto. And if we look at the archetypes of Jupiter and Pluto, we have this really expansive. This expansive, really abundant, growing part of ourselves for the Jupiter. Like, we've just really grown. And then it's tied into this plutonic depth. Like, we haven't just gone wide, we've gone deep. And I think that this is supporting, we are so supported and held through these changes. The universe is, if we look at it, it's like, oh my God, all this is happening. It's not happening to us, it's happening with us and for us. And if you trust the change, have faith in the process. It's so incredible to see. Like, I think it's like the phoenix. Like, we're going to come out of 2018 and we're going to be different. And I think you have to get, like, for me, I have to get clear with myself, because the ego part of me is like, that's so scary. You know, it's so scary to really imagine, like, I'm going to be so different. I might be unrecognizable to the people that have known me my whole life, because like all the things that I used to fit, all the ways that I was, like, they're no longer true. But like, what a cool opportunity. You know, we aren't on our deathbed realizing, shit, I was doing it for the wrong reasons. You know, I was like, I wish I would have danced more. It's like 2018 is the year that no matter how old you are, where you are, what part of your path you're on, we have all been given this chance to shed and refine and purify and like come into and embody the truth of ourselves, you know, like this soul level. It's so cool.
That's so beautiful and so incredible, and I'm glad all this information is out, and I'm glad that we're using astrology as an incredible resource too, because following the energy patterns can give us clues to the energy outside and inside, and we really want to master that and understand it. So yes, we don't have to wait a whole life and then be like, oh, like why? Like, who wants to do that? I'd rather deal with it as it's coming, work through stuff, and then get the benefit. It's like the big reward every time you bust through something, clear a pattern, release a pattern, heal a pattern. Whether it be lineage, past, present, future, or parallel lifetime, or this lifetime, you are jumping leaps and bounds for yourself. You're making quantum leaps for your own soul, and you get to reap the rewards. You get to enjoy it. There is a great deal of, what would you say? Like, it's a beautiful feeling. Like, oh, it just feels so rewarding.
It
And
feels
I
like
know,
deeply gratifying. Like, you want to talk about instant
deeply.
gratification. It feels like a gratification that nobody can ever take away from you. And it doesn't have to be seen or acknowledged. I like you know something, you feel it on a cellular level that you're like, I know what I've been through. I know what I'm capable of. And I know where I am and where I'm going. And like, that is, no one can take that away from you.
No one. No one. I love that so much. There's like a prize and it's on the inside.
Yeah.
And it's your prize you get to keep. And it's an unshakable prize because it's part of building your inner navigation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are places inside that you build. And sometimes you build them through going through the struggle and then knowing your strength, knowing your power, knowing your abilities. At the time, it feels like your world shattering. And then when you come through it, you realize I'm unbreakable. Mm-hmm. There have been times like I thought I'm breaking.
Yes.
You know, I'm dying. And there's no way I can get through this. And there's no way I can get out of this. And then I kept going, even if I had to crawl to get through. And me pulled myself out. And when I did get on the other side, I'm like, holy shit. You know, jumping up and down like, I did it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a winner.
Yes.
I can do anything.
Yes. You know? Oh my God. Yes. That's so perfect. And like, I was writing something the other day. It was like the soul, your soul retrieval and immortality is found in your infinite surrender to ego deaths. Like, let things die. When things feel, I think, really good, I just want to say, like, as a coach, you know, as like on a practical level, for a mindset, just a tip for anybody, when something's going on that feels really chaotic or feels like that perception of an ending feels like a challenge, I really challenge and invite everybody to give yourselves set an intention to have a different mindset. So that if we assume everything's happening in our favor, if it feels like an ending, you can say there must be a beautiful beginning happening on the other side of this. If it feels like a challenge, if it feels like everything's resistance, that's a sign that everything's actually going really well. And the fear of the mind is a sign that you're expanding and you're actually upgrading. So it's like, oh, it must be going so well that my ego is reacting in this way. And I'm just going to relax. I'm just going to help myself relax as much as I can because I know that it's happening for me.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I just love, love, love that. And it is a practice, you guys. I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, where you are. You could, there's different like places that we master. We might be masterful in our art or doing certain things, right? But then like there are all places in us that we have our places we're developing strength still in and security in, you know, and supporting those places that need your support. So yeah, when you feel that panic or like, oh my gosh, this is not working out or whatever may be coming up, like, for me, I just stop and breathe. Mm-hmm. And maybe I hyperventilate a little bit. Every now and then I'm like, but then like, just take a deep breath. And I'm like, yeah, okay. I recognize like, okay, this something's coming up because it's ready to heal, you know, and I'm here to support it. I'm here to support me, you know, we want to run into other people's arms, into their help, and people can support. And that's what that people, you know, like Sarah and I do, we do support other people, but sometimes you also need to hold yourself and practice holding yourself in the in-between times when you're not getting like a energy healing, a coaching session, or, you know, like how can you hold yourself and support yourself and learn to be the person that you embrace the most, you know?
And like how to show up on your side. So like, how are you going to say like, okay, this is, so like having this, like just discernment, this acknowledgement, honesty to be like, this is what it is. What is helpful right now? Is it helpful for me to freak out and stress out and text everybody I know and, you know, just like go down that road of like overanalyzing and speculation? Is it helpful for me to just be like, oh, it's terrible, that's it, I give up? I mean, it's like, just do what's helpful. Just do what's, you know, on like, how would like a mother attend to the inner child within you? Like, just be, use your higher mind, you know, tap into your higher self, tap into the part of you that's like calm and centered. And it's like, we'll figure this out. Like, it's going to be, everything is going to be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end.
Exactly. I love the archetype, the mother, because the truth is we have so many archetypes within us, right? We have the inner child. Sometimes it's crying. Mm-hmm. We have many archetypes, and that's why I work with 11 different goddess archetypes, because there's not just one. You can't just say that you're one, mm-hmm. you know? And then how do we use our inner archetypes to support each other? Mm-hmm. How do we create that family within so they're not fighting? Mm-hmm. We can create a support system, and it's a practice again. Like, you know, one may be really strong in supporting. The mother may be really strong. So get her. But then let your inner child teach the mother how to play.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, let them all have a chance to express themselves. Explore your inner archetypes. They're so much fun, and they can be so helpful, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're all here for us, you know? And so, mm-hmm. and like, I think that's what we're kind of learning is what's the medicine right now? What's like, what's going to help me right now? Not what is mm-hmm. my busy mind telling me? Not logic, mm-hmm. not going to the past, not going to the future, but just like you said, slowing mm-hmm. down, getting into mm-hmm. the body and just saying, how can I help myself right now? You know, mm-hmm. like these are the conditions of my current circumstances. What can I control? You know, like what can I actually mm-hmm. control? And usually there's very little, and it has to do with our own behaviors. and like, can I just get clear with myself on surrendering and letting go of the rest and getting out of our mm-hmm. own way? You know, I think, mm-hmm. and also Radha, I want to say that, I know for me personally, like I'm a coach, I'm a healer, I'm an astrologer. Like I'm constantly holding up this mirror for other people. Like that's what I love to do. That's my, mm-hmm. that's my calling, but it's so important mm-hmm. for me to have the mirrors back that I need so that I can do that for everyone else. So who you surround mm-hmm. yourself with, do they mirror back your highest good and your heart? You know, like we have to mm-hmm. stay, can we say soft and strong, and can we stay mm-hmm. in our heart and not put our walls up? Because that's kind of what happens when all this change happens. We get defensive and we get scared, and we have mm-hmm. to be able to tend to ourselves and love ourselves and maybe reach out and say like, I need help loving myself right now. Like, please remind mm-hmm. me how it feels to be loved, like from the mother, whether it's from a friend mm-hmm. or a spouse mm-hmm. or partner, whoever it is, you know, or a pet mm-hmm. even, you know.
They know. It's so true. Yeah. And it's important to reach out and ask for the help too. Like, we don't have to solve everything ourselves. This is just like in between, you know, if you're going to coach or healer or whatever therapist, you know, it's important to cultivate those things in between. But there is something to be said about asking. Sometimes I just want to be held and loved, and I don't want to have to hold and love myself. Like, yeah. I just want arms to wrap around me, and that would feel pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
Asking for what you want, you know, or just asking someone to just be there for you, or just have a conversation, or meet you for coffee. Like, we don't have to be superheroes all the time. Right. You know, it's okay. It's okay. And I think especially when we're on this path, when we are making such big, you know, strides, and especially when we're at the service of others, like, you know, we both are, there's this misconception sometimes that we always have to be strong, because we're always strong for others. We're always holding space for others. Right. But mm-hmm. it's so important to also balance it out, because it's inharmonious if we don't also ask for love and support, and also creating boundaries and saying like, hey, you know, I just want to be your friend. I don't want to be like your healer. Like, I don't mm-hmm. like just asking for what you want. I want to enjoy your company. I don't want to solve all your problems. Like, I, you know, I'm a person too. Like, I right. want to have fun too. I want to do cool things too. I don't want to always have to be the person that serves 24/7. Like, let me have some fun. Let me do some cool things, you know? Let me not have to always be that person. So,
yeah,
you know, I think that's also like part of like having boundaries and then asking for what you want. And, it's all important. You know, I think balance is key, creating harmony in relationships, letting other people show up for you as well as you show up for them. And then of course, cultivating showing up for yourself. It's all part of the practice that we're doing every day.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And just being patient and kind to ourselves and to the process, like we've said and communicated. I mean, yeah, I think September overall is just, it's such a magical month. There's so many great things manifestations are coming, the changes are happening, and we just need to midwife ourselves through it and each other, and really stay true to our values, stay true to our intentions, gracefully say no, you know, as like a complete sentence when the temptation comes to do something that's not helpful. And also, like, we don't have to do it all ourselves. Like, Virgo sometimes is like, just because you can doesn't mean you have to.
It's so true.
That was one of my ego deaths yesterday, is just admitting to the vulnerability of like what I really wanted and needed, and like letting down my own wall to admit that, you know, and feeling that that sense of weakness, that ego death that's like, no, I can do it all. But then once I did, I was like, I feel so much better. Like, I needed that, you know, like I needed to admit that I also need support. And we love it. We love it when people show themselves and put down their walls. And like, let's just remember that they love it when we do it too, you know?
It's so true. That's so, so, so true. I think I love it too. And I always say, like, I fall in love with people when they allow me to see who they are and not who they think that they need to be for me. Like, there's something beautiful about vulnerability. There's something beautiful. You don't have to be the, you know, like, quote unquote, perfect, totally secure, got all your shit together. No one is all the time, you know? And I just fall in love with people who let me see who they really are, not just the perfected version of them. Or the cultivated version, but like, let me see all of you, because I can love you if I can see you. But if you don't, if you veil that to me, I'll only see who you present to me, but I don't know, might not resonate with it, you know? Yeah. And so, yeah, it is important. And I think, I don't know, I keep going back to like people, like, you know, leaders, coaches, healers, astrologers, and people who are always like being the way showers for others, there is something also important. And I also want to share myself with others. Like, and I think I say that a lot on my podcast, like, I'm not here to be perfect or higher than thou. Like, I'm going through the same shit you are. I'm just trying to practice doing the things I share, you know, but like we all have our moments, you know, and we all, at the end of the day, we really want to be loved for who we are, like our soul essence. I know I want to be loved for who I am, my soul essence, because you know what? Everything in life fades. Like, our career can fade. Money comes and goes. You know, everything's variable. Everything changes. Looks change. You know, we get older. And at the end of the day, like, this body is sort of like a rental. we're borrowing it, you know? And like, the soul essence is something that lasts forever. For me, like, I really like to see people in their soul essence. And I also love it when people can see me in my soul essence. I think that's where beautiful relationships happen, friendships, love, everything gets cultivated when we can go deeper with each other and just allow ourselves to be more ourselves with each other as well.
Yeah. Yep. Totally. I totally agree. I feel like we could do a whole nother podcast on just this topic.
I know. I mean,
what happens when we get together? Yeah.
It's sometimes it's a challenge getting the times and everything lined up, but when we do, it's like we could go on a marathon. So I just love talking to you forever and ever. Thank you so much for coming on. I would like you to share like any last thoughts or tidbits with our listeners about how what they might want to think about for September or anything.
I think just overall, keep going and trust. We're coming out on the other side of a lot, and be patient, be kind, be gentle, and be focused. You know, be in your power, and take a risk on yourself. Trust yourself. This is gonna be show up for you, you know, in a way that like you said, it's true. It's like, this is who I am. Heart, like all sides of it. So we're upgrading and we're ready for it. You know, like, you're ready, it's happening. Mm-hmm. And the second you let yourself know that and trust that and see that, like, even just sitting there and being like, I'm upgrading, say that, you're going to feel really good because it's true.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would say be intentional. Yeah. Like, be intentional about what you're creating. If you're creating, you know, a project, be intentional about who you're bringing in. If you're creating a relationship, be intentional about the kind of relationship you want to create, the kind of energy you want to cultivate, what you want to grow and cultivate in any area of your life. Bring that intention in, because we are the gardeners of our life, whether it be work or relationship or our health or well-being. It's up to us.
Yeah.
And it's not like we don't have to just be a victim to everything. We have to be intentional. So take some time and write down about the kind of September you want to create, the kind of people you want in your world, in your life, the kind of relationships you want, the kind of love you want, the kind of work you want, you know, create those intentions and then magnify them by thinking about that every day, the good feeling that you want to create. So we are the co-creators of our life, and mm-hmm. you have the power and the ability. We all do. And we love you. We thank you for joining us. Please go ahead and send us any questions again, like you did last time. We appreciate that. We love answering your questions. And until then, have a beautiful day, a beautiful month. So much love.
Thank you. So much love.
Bye. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.